Guten Tag, Privet! Hello, and welcome back to one of our special No Spoilers, Just the Facts, Ma'am episode of the Deux Poids podcast. This week, we're taking a look at all of the Eurovision 2024 excitement without giving anyway any spoilers about acts or performances for the contestants for 2024. But if you're anything like me, the excitement is building. Oh my Lord, it's getting closer. I want to talk about it. Can you believe we're practically, what, 3/4 of the way through March? And you know what that means? Next month is April. After that is May. May the 7th. May it come sooner than later. May it come as quickly as possible. We had some news come through this week, and this is exciting. This makes me happy. It's confirmed that Malmö's 2024 Eurovision Song Contest is certified as a sustainable event. What does that mean? It means it's a win-win. It means it's a great time out, and nobody has to feel bad about it, least of all the planet. And this also sends an incredible message. This is a great moment where it shows that a major, major event can still be an amazing party while still being sustainable and courteous to the planet. So how do you make a major event completely sustainable? Well, there's actually 148 different ways that you make your event sustainable. Don't worry, we're not going to list them all. One of the first things that they did, and this is one of the biggest problems that we have with events such as the Olympics, people put in, they win these contests, and then it's all about construction. People are making huge Olympic-sized diving pools and arenas and all of this infrastructure that's, well, out in the middle of nowhere because the land's cheap, it's vacant, they're reclaiming it. Then it's a whole extra effort. You've got to get everybody out there for the event. They decided, no, we're not going to do that. All of the programs that we're going to offer are going to use sustainable and already constructed infrastructure. The other thing was to make sure that all of the events were in areas that already had numerous ways of public and renewable energy access, with things such as electric bicycles, trams, bikes, and a lot of public transport. The other thing they're doing is they're really thinking outside of the box. Now, you know what it's like whenever there's a big party in town, so much material and money is wasted on plastic banners and decorations that just you get used once for a night, for a week. It's such a waste. Malmö has stepped up and said, no way, not on our watch. And Malmö is going for recycling, with its decorations being made from materials that have been discarded, such as recycled textiles. How amazing. You probably thought when you threw out those old gym shorts, they were just going to go straight into landfill. Now they're going to decorate the town square. How's this for amazing? 70% of the items that are part of the Eurovision Song Contest 2024 design are going to be either borrowed, rented, secondhand, or from shared or reusable services. And they have made a commitment that 90%, a minimum of 90% of all decorations, including all banners and signs, will be reused and repurposed after the Eurovision Song Contest ends. What I'm hoping for is, if you remember what happened in Liverpool last year, they actually took the Eurovision banners that were all throughout the city to promote it, they actually took them and repurposed them into a variety of different bags, shopping bags, carry bags, little tote bags, which were amazing. And the designs actually sold out so quickly. I know, I was desperate to get one, but unfortunately missed out. I think this is a great idea. They've also made the commitment that 50% of all of the ingredients used during the meals during the Eurovision Song Contest shall be organically produced. But they have taken it even further, and I think this is amazing. 100% of the meals served by the city of Malmö in regards to the Eurovision Song Contest 2024 will all be vegetarian. which is a huge step. We all know reputable sites all say the same thing. You want to reduce your carbon footprint, reduce meat consumption. Malmo has taken it and embraced it. Let me say that again, 100% of all the meals served for the Eurovision Song Contest 2024 will be vegetarian. Oh, I would have been triple orgasmic excited if it was 100% vegan, but you know what? At this stage, I'll take it 100% vegetarian. Let's go. But it doesn't just stop there. It's not just the banners. It's not just the food. It's not just the stage design. It's even the glitter. You heard it. All the glitter at Eurovision 2024 is going to be recycled. Now, anyone that knows me, knows anything about me, they know that glitter is my ride and die, especially body paint glitter. But I only found out a couple of years ago just how bad glitter was for the environment. I had no idea. Look, glitter as we know and love it today. Okay, this is going to trip you out. When do you think glitter, the glitter we know and love today, was invented? Actually invented in the 1930s by a farmer. Of course, a glitter was invented at a hoedown. But it's glitter. What could possibly be wrong with glitter, you're saying? Okay, glitter traditionally is used basically from chemicals. It's a PVC, so a plastic, and a PET can be coated in a thin layer of aluminium, adds the color, adds the sparkles. So glitter, it's plastic, it's aluminium. But the problem is, unlike at least a plastic bottle that we can see, we can identify, we can recycle, glitter is so tiny. Basically, it's created, it lives and breathes as a microplastic. And as we know, microplastics are the problem. They're in everything. They're in the oceans, they're in the air, they're in the soil. And now, alarmingly, they're saying that we even have microplastics in us. Every human being on the planet actually has microplastics in them because it's just everywhere. It's in our water. I read one study online and they were suggesting, and obviously this is different for people, it depends what you're eating and yes, blah, 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 but there are some people out there who could be consuming a credit card's worth of plastic per week. And we all know plastic in you is not a good thing. It can lead to all kind of health disasters. And not just for us, it's for all kinds of animals and sea creatures as well. They just see something floating, glittery. They eat it. It doesn't sustain them. There's no nourishment. It makes them sick. This is the fact that terrified me when I read it. Plastic glitter is not biodegradable and it takes so long to degrade in the environment. And remember, glitter was invented in the 1930s. It takes that long for glitter to break down that all the glitter that's ever been made still exists. It's still out there, just floating around. We wear it, it gets flushed down drains, it goes in a turtle, the turtle. It's everywhere. My favorite thing with the glitter, if you've ever seen those people have created those little surprise packages for porch pirates. Now, for those who don't know what a porch pirate is, it's a real problem in America and Australia. America mainly, where people just come along and they see your delivery package out the front of your house and then they steal it, steal your shit. So people started creating these little fake parcels so that when people would steal them, they would open it and it would just explode glitter, like all through their house, all through their car, because you know how hard it is to get rid of glitter. You will never get it out. And you want to know just how impossible it is to get glitter out of things? Ha! Here is a true story. Again, if we go back to the USA, in California, a forensic scientist was able to use glitter to solve a murder case. I'm not even joking. The man was able to take glitter found in the victim's scalp in a suspect's vehicle, even after they had taken the vehicle, completely cleaned it, had a professional still manage to identify it. I also do another podcast, Gabbin in the Woods, where we cover all things true crime, paranormal, supernatural. Check us out. We're actually going to do a whole episode on this in the future. The killer brought to their knees by glitter. But don't feel too bad. Don't feel too despondent. It's all right. You don't have to give up glitter for the planet because people have sat down. They've thought about this. We care. We love the about the environment, but we still want to be as sparkly as fuck. You can still find it. If you go online, just for shops near you, you can Google eco-friendly glitter. You can find stuff that's certified, biodegradable, vegan, plastic-free. You can even get edible glitter that does no harm to you or the environment, just gives you a very sparkly poo. Although I just thought to myself, what do we do with our jars and jars of plasticky aluminium glitter? What's the best thing to do with that? Can you just take your plastic jar of glitter? Do you just put it into one giant plastic tub? If I put that in the recycling bin, can it be recycled? I don't want it just going into the waterways. Oh, okay. That is a very good question. Leave it with me. I will spend this week discovering what does one do with one's old-fashioned glitter. What is the best thing for you, your wallet, and the environment? Stay tuned. But coming up in some future episodes, we're also, as you know, we're going to be doing some episodes on planning the perfect Eurovision party. And in the spirit of Malmö being a certified sustainable event, we are going to look at the top ways that you too can make your party at home environmentally certified responsible. What you can do to recycle, reduce, reuse, best way that you can take your Eurovision foods and make them 100%. I was going to say vegetarian, but I'm just going to say vegan because I'm vegan. I'm not bringing cheese into this house. Lest it is made from the sweet embrace of the almond. Cashew, I'm not here to discriminate. But that'll be coming up in a future episode where we're going to look at some ways to take great traditional Eurovision Song Contest foods, the best nibbles, and how you can make them organic, vegetarian, vegan, and sustainable. And did I mention delicious? In the meantime, make sure you stay healthy, drink some water, don't lick any light posts, and make sure your glitter is eco-friendly. Talk to you soon.